Ben, Lehman, and I are crouched in a ditch on the side of a road outside of Paonia. As the cars whiz by, he's pointing his camera through the wire fence at the orchard. Purple and white flowers have started to bloom, and looking down the row, you can see the mountains framed perfectly.
We've got clouds that look like the opening scene from The Simpsons, and that's a good thing. Oh my goodness.
Let's see what's further down. Maybe we'll get a tractor.
Ben's mostly a landscape photographer. He's obsessed with finding the beauty in whatever he's shooting.
This may sound cheesy, but the experiences I've had in life have led me to the conclusion that what there really is to see underneath everything in our consensus reality is just love. Whether I'm shooting a coal mine or the stars at night. Oh, look at that. We've got a person doing some trimming. Oh, look at that. So what he's doing is loving this orchard. He's loving that particular tree. He's setting it up for success, and we're going to set him up for success right now.
Several years ago, Ben was far away from Paonia, in Ecuador. He worked as a photographer creating images for the local tourism office there. His photos of waterfalls, native ruins, and coffee plantations ended up on postcards and billboards.
And that's still being used down there eight and a half years later. So it's something I'm really proud of, and I think it was setting me up for the kind of work that I'm doing here in the North Fork Valley. All right, vámonos.
Vámonos.
We leave the traffic behind and head up a rocky road towards the top of Pea Hill, the large hill overlooking Paonia.
And here we are. Oh. If we had more time, I would set up a time-lapse video because the clouds today are casting shadows over the mountains, and give it 20 or 30 minutes of that, we're going to see the way that the atmosphere flies over this area, the way that the larger patterns that cause the flowers to do a little dance in the sunlight here.
Ben recently started his own company, Lehman Images, and he's devoting himself to it. He's turned his photos into postcards, calendars, and he's doing work for local businesses. He's at an interesting juncture where Ben the artist is becoming Ben the working artist. He says reconciling those two isn't a problem. It just depends on mindset.
It's the mindset that everywhere you look, you can find beauty that can take you to new places in situations that you might not find yourself originally attracted to. For instance, when I first visited the client who does custom home building and saw some of his work, the words that came out of my mouth were, I feel like an unknown photographer who's being asked to photograph a young, unknown Cindy Crawford, in the sense that this is beauty beyond words, and that's saying a lot as an English major. Every artist leaves clues to who they are in their work. And so this is a gentleman who loves to hunt, loves to be in the outdoors, and creates a home that is simultaneously very, very comfortable and often very rustic, using rough bark in part of the railings on a stairway banister. As you walk through the home, even if you were blind, you would have a completely amazing experience with the different stones, the different kinds of wood, the different grains that are used, you know, to capture all of those details with a purely two-dimensional visual medium is a challenge, and it's also a real honor to be able to do it well.
Telling that story of the home builder, or of an organic orchardist, or a solar panel installer, it's a focus of his. This area is special for Ben. That said, there's probably more money in a big city somewhere else.
But I live here, and I'm working on making a living here because I believe very strongly in the lifestyle. I believe that having very close access to be able to create a deep relationship with the non-human world in which we inhabit is very important. The pace of life here is healthy and conducive to more happiness than rushing around in Boulder or Denver or Los Angeles or Sacramento or New Orleans, where I'm from.
Plus, out here, he can help support the community and the natural world around it.
I think that what we love, we care about, and what we care about, we preserve. And so to help get people in a position to be able to form a relationship with something and therefore lead to love of the natural world is one of the underlying themes to all that I try to do.
What Ben said there about what you love, you try to preserve, that's true for not only nature, but also what you're listening to right now, KVNF. If you want to support the Western Slope, support what you think is important, help set KVNF up for success. This isn't some faraway station in Denver or New York. This is the Western Slope, the North Fork. Invest in your community. Invest in the beauty that we bring to you. Give us a call. Thanks.
Wow.